Hi, this is Pastor Woods, and I want to tell you a little bit about a miracle. This week, I thought I was not going to be able to get my podcast done because my modem died. And this was Thursday, and I thought, well, you know, I don't know what to do. So I called back to the service that we use, which is Usenet, and I told them I had a problem with my modem, and I wanted to check it, and we talked about it, and this was at 3 o'clock our time, about 5 o'clock their time, where they are. And the lady said, well, we'll send you a new modem, but it's going to be 7 to 10 days. And so I figured, well, I'm going to have to just kind of apologize and not have a podcast this week. But the next morning, I found a package on my porch, and it was the new modem. And I thought, well, praise God. I wonder how they did that, because it came from Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. And I looked on the box, it said second day air, and they got it here. And I thought, well, man, that is a miracle. And so we're going to go ahead and have the podcast today. And I'm just going to praise God because I'm able to do that. I'm going to be talking today about it's 2025. Shouldn't it be easier? It seems like it's human nature to look for the easiest and most convenient way to get things done. We live in a day of time savers and shortcuts. For instance, you know, instead of peeling potatoes and getting them ready for dinner, we like to have the instant potatoes that we just add water and then there you have it. Of course, they taste more like wallpaper paste than they do potatoes, but we try to take the shortcuts on everything. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 says, there's a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. In physics, the path of least resistance is always taken by objects moving through a system. For example, water flowing downhill follows the path of least resistance as it's pulled downward by gravity. Science claims that the meandering Colorado River, looking for some way to flow down, formed the Grand Canyon. Electricity flowing through a circuit behaves in a similar manner. While every available path has some current flowing through it, the amount of current through each path is inversely proportional to its electrical resistance. Storms flow on a path of least resistance by flowing toward zones of low barometric pressures, where lower air density follows less resistance to the storm system than higher pressure zones. Water always flows downhill, regardless of whether briefly flowing uphill while it's looking for a lower final altitude. In physics, this phenomenon allows the formation of potential wells where potential energy is stored because of the barrier restricting flow to the lower energy state. You know, people are the same way. We always want to find the easiest way to get a job done, and usually the easiest way isn't necessarily the best way. In 2025, we need to decide what's right, not what's just easy. There could be some pitfalls if we're looking for the easiest way. In 2025, it's easier to indulge self than to deny self. Today, Western society is so preoccupied with self and self-gratification that we take selfies. When the big phrase is, oh, I deserve it. And we hear people say, you deserve this. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your sinful ways, take up your cross, and follow me. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 says, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives, and you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Talk about self-denial isn't very popular because we don't like to deny ourselves. We want what we want when we want it, and we want it now. You know, that's a big part of why our economy has hit the skids. Take it now, pay for it later. part of the problem with our society is we don't want to wait until we can afford something before we can have it. We don't want to make our children wait until they're old enough to have certain privileges either. We let them do things that they're just too young to do. I mean, you know, look how many little kids have cell phones, or how many parents allow their daughters to go dating before they're really old enough to, or the little girls wearing makeup, painting their face up because in the fourth or fifth grade they're wanting to do something like mom. We had a young man in our church in Deer Valley, Church of the Nazarene. His mom thought he was so mature that she didn't want him to have to attend the teen class because the teens were just too immature for him to be around. He should be in the adult class, his mom said. In fact, her quote was, he is just so mature, much more than the other teens in the teen class. He's just going to be bored in there. He needed to continue on with his own age, his own contemporaries. An unknown author wrote an article called How to Be Miserable. He said, think about yourself and talk about yourself and use I as often as possible. Mirror yourself continually in the opinion of others. I can't stand Stephen Colbert and his program late at night, but he does have one commercial that rings true. I heard him say, well, I don't want to talk about me so much, so let's talk about you. What do you think about me? Well, going on with how to be miserable, he said, listen greedily to what people say about you and expect to be appreciated. Be suspicious, be jealous and envious, be sensitive to perceived slights. Never forgive a criticism. Trust nobody but yourself. Insist on consideration and respect. Demand agreement with your views on everything, and sulk if people are not grateful to you for the favors shown to them. Never forget a service that you've rendered. Shirk your duties if you can. Do as little as possible for others, and I know that you'll be able to achieve being miserable all the time. You know, in 2025, it's easier to refuse your cross than to take up your cross. Too many people find it easier to wear a cross than to bear a cross. Around Easter time, there's easy to put crosses on cupcakes and candy and all that, but we forget what the cross really means. There's a church in Human Pine, Oregon, a little bitty farming community. Actually, I think the only thing out there is the church, a service station. There is a school that all the farm kids go to, and a little convenience store. Anyhow, on this church in Yuma Pine, they have a steeple, and instead of a cross on top, they've got a hand with a finger pointing up towards heaven. And I thought, how unique. You know, people don't take the cross seriously, but they're trying to communicate, I guess, that we ought to be looking for our strength towards heaven. Anyhow, I've always been intrigued by that. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross, and follow me. Matthew 10:38, if you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of being mine. An American businessman went to Europe to see the famous Obergammergott, I don't know how to say that, but the Passion Play held in Bavaria, Germany. This Passion Play has been staged every 10 years by the citizens of this small village of Obergammergott since 1634. Only citizens of this little town are allowed to be in the play. The next Passion Play will take place in 2030 with performances five times a week. The play lasts 5.5 hours with a 3-hour break in the middle. After the performance, this businessman that went to see it went backstage to meet Anton Lang, who played the part of Christ in the Passion Play. The man saw the cross laying there that was used in the play and asked his wife to take a picture of him with it. He wanted his picture while lifting the cross to his shoulder. To his surprise, he could hardly budge the cross from the floor. It was so heavy. "I don't understand," he said to Mr. Lang. "I thought it'd be hollow. Why carry such a heavy cross?" Well, Anton Lang said, If I didn't feel the weight of the cross, I couldn't play the part. It being a disciple of Jesus costs us no pain, no self-denial, no effort, no struggle to maintain. Then it isn't what Jesus had in mind for us. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ isn't something to take lightly. It involves total commitment. In 2025, it is easier to be prideful than to be humble. A young woman went to her pastor and said, "Pastor, I have a besetting sin and I want your help. I come to church on Sunday and can't help thinking I'm the prettiest girl in the congregation. I know I shouldn't think that, but I can't help it. I want you to help me with it." The pastor said, "Mary, don't worry about it. In your case, it's not a sin. It's just a horrible mistake." You know, Psalm 73:6, "They wear pride like a jeweled necklace and clothe themselves with cruelty." Proverbs 16:18, "Pride goes before destruction and haughtiness before a fall." In Isaiah 14:12-14, "How are you fallen from heaven, O shining star of the morning, son of the morning? You have been thrown down to the earth, you who destroyed the nations of the world, for you said to yourself, 'I will ascend to heaven and set my throne above God's stars. I will preside on the mountain of God, of the gods far away in the north. I will climb to the highest heavens and be like the Most High.'" The "I" is there. That is what caused Satan to fall, was all that pride. Matthew 23:12 says, "But those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." A turtle wanted to go to Florida for the winter, but knew that he could never walk that far. It was just too slow. And so he convinced two geese to help him, each taking one end of a piece of rope while he clamped his vice-like jaws in the center. The flight went fine until someone on the ground looked up and saw what was happening and in admiration and asked, "Who in the world thought of that?" Unable to resist the chance to take the credit, the turtle opened his mouth to shout, "I did." In 2024, it is easier to rebel than to submit. Contemporary Christian music Kathy Trucoli was a rebellious teen who drank, partied, and was caught in a vicious cycle of bulimia. Bulimia? Anyhow, at the summer job, she couldn't escape the Christian witness of her co-worker, Cindy. Cindy was the epitome of a girl I couldn't hang out with, she said. When she'd tell me about Jesus, I made fun of her, and yet deep down I admired her. I liked that she didn't seem to care what people thought about her. I even suspected she was right, but I was on the wrong path. Finally, Cindy told me, "You know, Kath, Jesus is Lord whether you accept him or not." I went home thinking that if Jesus was real, I had to check him out. I followed through the Gospel of John, and when I got to the end, I knew I had made a decision. Everything would have to change, and at 16 years ago, it did change. I accepted Christ. You know, that same thing happened to one of our neighbor's teenage daughter, who held contempt for me, it seemed like. She was always out there trying to show her contempt towards me and towards Marty and stuff. And we thought, that girl's in a lot of trouble. She's not ever going to straighten out. But you know, one day she found Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. In fact, she told Marty that it was because of the witness that we had given that she began to look for Jesus. And she's living a good Christian life today. She's a Christian mother and has a lot of things that she puts on Facebook with a tremendous testimony. I say, praise God. You know, sometimes our self-righteous rebellion makes us look stupid. Dr. Mortimer Adler, can't even talk, suddenly stomped away from a discussion group at a tea, obviously disgusted, slamming the door behind him. One person trying to relieve the tension remarked, "Well, he's gone." The hostess replied, "No, he isn't. That's a closet." You know, we do the same thing when we try to race from God's presence. We are confined to ourselves. 1 Samuel 12:15, "But if you rebel against the Lord's commands and refuse to listen to him, then his hand will be heavy upon you as it was upon your ancestors." Deuteronomy 5:9, "You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is affected, even your children in the third and fourth generations of those who reject me." Jeremiah 14:20, "Lord, we confess our wickedness and that our ancestors, that of our ancestors too. We all have sinned against you." 1 Samuel 15:23, "Rebellion is as sinful as witchcraft and stubbornness as bad as worshiping idols. So because you have rejected the command of the Lord, he has rejected you as king." Remember, he was talking to Saul, the first king of Israel, who went into rebellion against God, quit obeying him, and God finally had to remove him. The next king was David. In 2025, it's easier to run than to grow. In Jonah chapter 1, verse 3, God had called Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach there to these wicked people. It said, "But Jonah got up and went to the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. He went down to the part of Joppa where he found a ship leaving for Tarshish. He bought a ticket and went on board, hoping to escape from the Lord by sailing to Tarshish." Well, you find out you don't escape from the Lord. Psalm 139:7, "I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence." Remember Jonah, he did not escape from the Lord. He had to learn a lesson. So he was, if you remember, pitched into the water and swallowed by a big fish and had 3 days down there to repent and get up and do what God wanted him to do. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "Rather you must grow in the grace and knowledge of your Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. All glory to him, both now and forever. Amen." Marcus Schrenker, an Indiana businessman whose financial management companies were under investigation, bailed out of his small plane, letting it crash in his attempt to fake his own death. He didn't want to face the consequences of what he had done and thought it would be easier to run. It's amazing how many people are running from God today. Let me tell you this. You can run from God and never leave the country. You can keep yourself occupied until you drown God's voice out, but you're not going to get away from God. Eventually, you're going to face him and you're going to be judged. You might as well take care of the problem now so he doesn't have to tell you, "Depart, I never knew you." In 2025, it's easier to procrastinate than to obey. Isaiah 47:11, "So disaster will overtake you and you won't be able to charm it away. Calamity will fall upon you and you won't be able to buy your way out. A catastrophe will strike you suddenly, one for which you are not prepared." Deuteronomy 11:26-28, "Look, today I'm giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. You'll be blessed if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today, but you will be cursed if you reject the commands of the Lord your God and turn away from him and worship gods you have not known before." Job 36, 11 or 12 says, if they listen and obey God, they will be blessed with prosperity throughout their lives. All their years will be pleasant, but if they refuse to listen to him, they will be killed by the sword and died from lack of understanding. Don't wait until some more convenient time to get right with God. Now is when you should take care of it. Now is when you should confess your sins to Christ. Ask him to forgive you, to come into your heart and help you to live for him. A farm boy accidentally overturned his wagon load of corn on the road. The farmer who lived nearby came to investigate. Hey, Willis, he called out, forget your troubles for a spell and come have dinner with us. Then I'll help you with get the wagon up. Well, that's mighty nice of you, Willis answered, but I don't think Pa would like me to. Oh, come on, son, the farmer insisted. Well, okay, the boy finally agreed, but Pa won't like it. After a hearty dinner, Willis thanked his host. I feel a lot better now, but I just know Pa is going to be real upset. Well, don't be foolish, explained the neighbor. By the way, where is he? Under the wagon. You know, my advisor at Northwest Nazarene College, Dr. Eric Jordan, procrastinated going to the doctor when he noticed he had certain symptoms. But he did finally see the doctor. It was too late. The symptoms that he had noticed and ignored months earlier had turned to cancer in his blood, and it eventually, well, very quickly killed him. The doctor said that if they'd caught it earlier, they could have cured it, but now it was too late. Some of you have noticed symptoms of sin in your life, but you've ignored it, thinking you would care for it later. Don't wait until it's too late to come to God. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Would you pray? Father, I just pray you'll search our hearts out and make sure that we're living the life you want us to live. And Lord, if we're not, maybe there's some that have never accepted you as their Savior. I pray today that this would be the day they would sense that they need to come to you and confess and accept Christ as their Lord. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Some of the people, Lord, have grown careless. They've known you, but they're careless, and I pray that they will come take care of that too. Lord, we always look for the easiest, most convenient way, but what we ought to be looking for is your way that we can serve and glorify you. And I pray today that you'll help each one that's listening to this broadcast to accept you as their personal Savior. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Now, I do hope you're going to go to church someplace tomorrow. I would invite you to come to the First Baptist Church in Holbrook. I'm not preaching there anymore, but the pastor, the David Lee that we've got, does a good job, and I just ask you to come. We're going to have potluck tomorrow afternoon after the service, and you'd be welcome to stay. There's usually plenty of food, and I think you would love the fellowship, and you'd be able to get acquainted with people who know Jesus Christ, and if you need to know him, maybe they can help you find him too. Listen, thank you for listening to the podcast, and I would remind you again that if you'd like to tune in to my website, I thought it was more difficult than it is. It's just churchofthegalilean.com. You can do that all lowercase, churchofthegalilean.com, and you'll find it there. And it does have each and every sermon that I've preached online since 2020, and they're there by date and by title. God bless you. I hope you have a good day. I hope you know Jesus Christ. We'll talk to you later.